Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Some periods of time are so dominated by certain feelings or attitudes that historians have a word for it, zeitgeist. Vasilios Lampos, postdoctoral research associate in computer science at the University of Sheffield, explores what a century of digitized literature reveals about the shifting spirit of the age.
One of the things I tried during my PhD was the extraction of collective emotions from content posted in Twitter using taxonomies of affective keywords. A straightforward observation was the strong correlation between real-life events and the artificial emotion scores I was computing. For example, on New Year's Day, there was a peak of joy, whereas the death of Amy Winehouse was reflected on peaking scores of sadness. Our recent research was based on a simple idea. What if we apply a similar emotion detection method, but on a different type of data? The new information source was a collection of approximately 5 million digitized books published throughout the 20th century and stored in Google's Engram database. And the investigated emotion types were joy, sadness, fear, anger, surprise, and disgust. This process started to yield fascinating results. Firstly, the difference between joy and sadness had a sad peak during the Second World War and two happy peaks in the 1920s and 60s. Interestingly, the score of all investigated emotions seemed to steadily decrease along the years, with a tiny exception, fear, that increases from the 70s onwards. What's more, after the 60s, books written in American English appear to be more emotional than the ones written in British English. At this point, a fair question could be, how much should we trust those results? Well, I enjoy standing on the critical side, and in fact, we are now working on more sophisticated approaches for retrieving statistically stronger conclusions.
That was Vasilios Lampos of the University of Sheffield. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. As our days disappear all too soon.